The Memory Palace of Matteo Ricci by Jonathan D. Spence. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Memory Palace of Matteo Ricci is a book by Jonathan D. Spence that tells the story of the life and legacy of Matteo Ricci, a 16th-century Italian Jesuit missionary who traveled to China. Ricci was a pioneering figure in the history of East-West relations, and his life and work have had a lasting impact on the relationship between China and the West. The book is divided into three parts: Ricci's life, his legacy, and his memory palace. The first part of the book focuses on Ricci's life and his mission to China. It begins with his early life in Italy and his education at the Jesuit College in Rome. It then follows his journey to China, where he spent the rest of his life. Ricci was a skilled linguist and diplomat, and he was able to bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans. He was also a prolific writer, and his works were influential in introducing Western science and philosophy to China. The second part of the book examines Ricci's legacy. It looks at how his work and writings have shaped the relationship between China and the West, and how his ideas have been adopted and adapted by later generations. It also looks at how Ricci's legacy has been remembered and celebrated in both China and the West. The third part of the book focuses on Ricci's memory palace. This was a mental exercise that Ricci used to help him remember facts and figures. It was a way for him to store and recall information, and it was an important part of his work as a missionary. The book looks at how Ricci used his memory palace, and how it has been used by others since. The Memory Palace of Matteo Ricci is an engaging and informative book that provides an in-depth look at the life and legacy of one of the most influential figures in East-West relations. It is a must-read for anyone interested in the history of China and the West, and in the life and work of Matteo Ricci. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Matteo Ricci was an Italian Jesuit missionary who traveled to China in the late 16th century to spread Christianity. He was the first Westerner to gain access to the Chinese imperial court and was highly respected for his knowledge of mathematics, astronomy, and geography. He wrote a book called The Memory Palace of Matteo Ricci, which detailed his experiences in China and his efforts to bridge the cultural divide between East and West. Main idea number 2. Ricci was a master of the art of memory, which he used to remember vast amounts of information and to teach his students. He developed a system of memory palaces, which were mental images of places that he used to store and recall information. Main idea number 3. Ricci was a skilled diplomat and was able to gain access to the Chinese court by presenting gifts and demonstrating his knowledge of Chinese culture. He was able to gain the trust of the Chinese people and was eventually accepted as a teacher and advisor to the emperor. Main idea number 4. Ricci was a proponent of cultural exchange and believed that the Chinese and Western cultures could learn from each other. He wrote books in Chinese and translated Western works into Chinese in order to bridge the cultural divide. Main idea number 5. Ricci was a skilled linguist and was able to learn Chinese quickly. He wrote a dictionary of Chinese characters and a book on Chinese customs and culture. Main idea number 6. Ricci was a prolific writer and wrote extensively about his experiences in China. He wrote about the Chinese people, their customs, and their beliefs. Main idea number 7. Ricci was a proponent of religious tolerance and believed that all religions should be respected. He wrote extensively about the similarities between Christianity and Confucianism and argued that the two could coexist peacefully. Main idea number 8. Ricci was a skilled mathematician and astronomer and wrote books on these topics. He was able to use his knowledge of mathematics and astronomy to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 9. Ricci was a skilled cartographer and was able to create accurate maps of China. He was also able to use his knowledge of geography to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 10. Ricci was a skilled musician and was able to play the Chinese lute. He was able to use his musical skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 11. Ricci was a skilled painter and was able to create accurate portraits of the Chinese people. He was able to use his painting skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 12. Ricci was a skilled negotiator and was able to negotiate with the Chinese court on behalf of the Jesuits. He was able to use his diplomatic skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 13. Ricci was a skilled teacher and was able to teach the Chinese people about Western culture and Christianity. He was able to use his teaching skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 14. Ricci was a skilled debater and was able to debate with Chinese scholars on topics such as religion and philosophy. He was able to use his debating skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 15. Ricci was a skilled writer and was able to write books in both Chinese and Latin. He was able to use his writing skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 16. Ricci was a skilled diplomat and was able to negotiate with the Chinese court on behalf of the Jesuits. He was able to use his diplomatic skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 17. Ricci was a skilled scholar and was able to write books on topics such as mathematics, astronomy, geography, and philosophy. He was able to use his scholarly skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 18. Ricci was a skilled missionary and was able to spread Christianity to the Chinese people. He was able to use his missionary skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 19. Ricci was a skilled negotiator and was able to negotiate with the Chinese court on behalf of the Jesuits. He was able to use his negotiating skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 20. Ricci was a skilled leader and was able to lead the Jesuits in their mission to spread Christianity in China. He was able to use his leadership skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Matteo Ricci was an Italian Jesuit missionary who traveled to China in the late 16th century to spread Christianity. He was the first Westerner to gain access to the Chinese imperial court and was highly respected for his knowledge of mathematics, astronomy, and geography. Ricci was determined to bridge the cultural divide between East and West, and he used his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to do so. He wrote a book called The Memory Palace of Matteo Ricci, which detailed his experiences in China and his efforts to bridge the cultural divide between East and West. Ricci's book was a groundbreaking work that provided a unique insight into the Chinese culture and society of the time. It was also a testament to Ricci's commitment to understanding and respecting the Chinese culture, and his willingness to learn from it. Ricci's work was instrumental in helping to open up China to the West, and his legacy continues to this day. Ricci's book was a groundbreaking work that provided a unique insight into the Chinese culture and society of the time. It was also a testament to Ricci's commitment to understanding and respecting the Chinese culture, and his willingness to learn from it. Ricci's work was instrumental in helping to open up China to the West, and his legacy continues to this day. Ricci's book was a major influence on the development of Sino-Western relations, and it is still widely read and studied today. Ricci's work was also important in helping to spread Christianity in China, and his efforts to bridge the cultural divide between East and West are still remembered and appreciated. Ricci's legacy is one of understanding, respect, and mutual learning, and his work continues to be an inspiration to those who seek to bridge the cultural divide between East and West. Main idea number 2. Ricci was a master of the art of memory, which he used to remember vast amounts of information and to teach his students. He developed a system of memory palaces, which were mental images of places that he used to store and recall information. Ricci's memory palaces were based on the ancient Greek and Roman techniques of loci, which used physical locations to store and recall information. Ricci's memory palaces were more elaborate than the traditional loci, however, as he used vivid mental images to store and recall information. He would imagine himself walking through a palace, and as he did so, he would place images of the information he wanted to remember in different rooms and on different objects. By doing this, he was able to recall the information quickly and accurately. Ricci's memory palaces were so effective that he was able to remember vast amounts of information with ease, and he was able to teach his students the same techniques. Ricci's memory palaces were also used to store and recall information about Chinese culture and language. Ricci was able to use his memory palaces to remember vast amounts of Chinese characters and their meanings, as well as Chinese history and culture. He was also able to use his memory palaces to remember the Chinese language, which he used to communicate with the Chinese people he encountered. Ricci's memory palaces were so effective that he was able to learn and remember vast amounts of information about Chinese culture and language, which he used to communicate with the Chinese people he encountered. Ricci's memory palaces were so effective that they became a popular teaching tool in Europe. Ricci's memory palaces were used to teach students a variety of subjects, including history, philosophy, and mathematics. Ricci's memory palaces were also used to teach students how to remember vast amounts of information, which was a valuable skill in the days before the invention of the printing press. Ricci's memory palaces were so effective that they were used for centuries after his death, and they are still used today by students and professionals alike. Main idea number 3. Ricci was a masterful diplomat, and he used his skills to gain access to the Chinese court. He presented gifts to the court and demonstrated his knowledge of Chinese culture, which impressed the Chinese people. He was able to gain their trust and eventually was accepted as a teacher and advisor to the emperor. Ricci was able to bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans, and his diplomatic skills were instrumental in his success. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture to gain the trust of the Chinese people, and his diplomatic skills enabled him to gain access to the court. Ricci's diplomatic skills were essential in his success, and his ability to bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans was a major factor in his success. Main idea number 4. Ricci was a firm believer in the power of cultural exchange. He saw the potential for Chinese and Western cultures to learn from each other, and he was determined to bridge the divide between them. To this end, he wrote books in Chinese and translated Western works into Chinese. He also sought to introduce Chinese scholars to the works of European thinkers and to encourage them to explore the ideas of the West. Ricci was convinced that the Chinese and Western cultures could benefit from each other, and he worked tirelessly to promote this exchange. Ricci was also a great advocate of dialogue and understanding between different cultures. He believed that by engaging in respectful dialogue, people could learn from each other and come to a better understanding of each other's beliefs and values. He was a tireless advocate for the idea that different cultures could learn from each other, and that mutual respect and understanding could be achieved through dialogue. Ricci's efforts to promote cultural exchange and understanding between the Chinese and Western cultures were groundbreaking. He was a pioneer in the field of cultural exchange, and his work laid the foundation for future generations of scholars and thinkers to explore the potential of cultural exchange and dialogue. Main idea number 5. Ricci was a skilled linguist and was able to learn Chinese quickly. He was so proficient in the language that he was able to write a dictionary of Chinese characters and a book on Chinese customs and culture. Ricci's dictionary was the first of its kind and was widely used by missionaries and traders in China. He also wrote a book on Chinese customs and culture, which was the first of its kind in Europe. Ricci's work was instrumental in introducing Chinese culture to the West and helped to bridge the cultural divide between East and West. Ricci's work was highly influential in the development of Chinese studies in Europe. He was the first Westerner to gain a deep understanding of Chinese culture and language, and his writings were widely read and studied. His work helped to open up the Chinese world to the West and to create a more open dialogue between the two cultures. Ricci's work was also important in helping to create a more tolerant attitude towards Chinese culture in Europe. Ricci's work was also important in helping to create a more tolerant attitude towards Chinese culture in Europe. He was one of the first Westerners to recognize the importance of Chinese culture and to advocate for its acceptance in the West. Ricci's writings helped to create a more open dialogue between East and West and to foster a greater understanding of Chinese culture in Europe. Ricci's work was instrumental in introducing Chinese culture to the West and helped to bridge the cultural divide between East and West. Main idea number 6. Ricci was a prolific writer and wrote extensively about his experiences in China. He wrote about the Chinese people, their customs, and their beliefs. He was particularly interested in the Chinese language, and wrote extensively about the Chinese writing system and its use in literature. He also wrote about the Chinese calendar, astronomy, and mathematics. He was also interested in Chinese philosophy, and wrote about Confucianism, Taoism, and Buddhism. He wrote about the Chinese government and its laws, and about the Chinese economy and its trade. He wrote about the Chinese people's customs and beliefs, and about their art and literature. He wrote about the Chinese people's religious practices, and about their medicine and science. He wrote about the Chinese people's history and culture, and about their literature and music. Ricci's writings provide a unique insight into the Chinese culture and society of his time. Ricci's writings also provide a valuable source of information about the Jesuit mission in China. He wrote about the mission's successes and failures, and about the challenges it faced. He wrote about the mission's relations with the Chinese government and its people, and about the mission's efforts to spread Christianity in China. He wrote about the mission's educational and medical activities, and about its efforts to promote science and technology. He wrote about the mission's efforts to promote cultural exchange between China and Europe, and about its efforts to promote understanding between the two cultures. Ricci's writings provide a valuable source of information about the Jesuit mission in China and its impact on Chinese society. Main idea number 7. Ricci was a strong advocate for religious tolerance and believed that all religions should be respected. He argued that the differences between Christianity and Confucianism were superficial and that the two could coexist peacefully. He wrote extensively about the similarities between the two religions, noting that both shared a belief in the importance of morality and the need for social order. He also argued that the two religions could be reconciled through a shared understanding of the divine. Ricci believed that the two religions could be complementary, rather than conflicting, and that they could both be beneficial to society. Ricci was a firm believer in the power of dialogue and understanding between different faiths. He argued that it was possible to find common ground between different religions and that this could lead to greater understanding and peace. He believed that by engaging in respectful dialogue, it was possible to bridge the gap between different faiths and create a more harmonious society. Ricci's writings on religious tolerance and understanding have had a lasting impact on the way we view religious diversity today. Main idea number 8. Ricci was a highly skilled mathematician and astronomer, and he wrote several books on these topics. His knowledge of mathematics and astronomy enabled him to gain the trust of the Chinese people, who were impressed by his expertise. He was able to explain the movements of the stars and planets, and he used his knowledge to create maps of the Chinese Empire. He also wrote books on geometry, trigonometry, and other mathematical topics, which were well received by the Chinese. Ricci's work was so influential that it was used by the Chinese for centuries after his death. Ricci's work was not only appreciated by the Chinese, but also by Europeans. He was the first European to gain access to the Chinese court, and his books were widely read in Europe. His work was so influential that it was used by the Jesuits in their mission to convert the Chinese to Christianity. Ricci's work was also used by the Chinese to develop their own mathematical and astronomical knowledge. Ricci's work was a major contribution to the development of mathematics and astronomy in both Europe and China. His books were widely read and his influence was felt for centuries after his death. Ricci's work was a major factor in the development of the scientific revolution in Europe, and it helped to bridge the gap between East and West. Main idea number 9. Ricci was a master cartographer and was able to create highly accurate maps of China. He was able to use his knowledge of geography to gain the trust of the Chinese people, as he was able to accurately depict the land and its features. Ricci was also able to use his maps to explain the geography of Europe to the Chinese, which helped to bridge the cultural divide between the two regions. Ricci's maps were so accurate that they were used by the Chinese government for centuries after his death. Ricci's maps were also used to help the Chinese understand the world beyond their own borders, and to help them understand the importance of trade and diplomacy with other nations. Ricci's maps were also used to help the Chinese understand the importance of geography in their own country. Ricci was able to accurately depict the rivers, mountains, and other features of the Chinese landscape, which helped the Chinese to better understand their own geography. Ricci's maps also helped the Chinese to understand the importance of the Silk Road, which was a major trade route between China and the West. Ricci's maps were also used to help the Chinese understand the importance of the Grand Canal, which was a major waterway connecting the Yangtze and Yellow Rivers. Ricci's maps were also used to help the Chinese understand the importance of astronomy and astrology. Ricci was able to accurately depict the stars and constellations in the night sky, which helped the Chinese to better understand the movements of the planets and stars. Ricci's maps were also used to help the Chinese understand the importance of the calendar, which was used to determine the dates of important festivals and other events. Main idea number 10. Ricci was a talented musician and was able to play the Chinese lute. He was able to use his musical skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Ricci was able to use his music to bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans. He was able to use his music to communicate with the Chinese people and to show them that he was not a threat. Ricci was able to use his music to demonstrate his respect for Chinese culture and to show that he was willing to learn from them. Ricci's music was a powerful tool in his mission to spread Christianity in China. He was able to use his music to create a sense of understanding and trust between the two cultures. Ricci's music was a powerful way to show the Chinese people that he was not a threat and that he was willing to learn from them. Ricci's music was a powerful way to bridge the cultural divide between the two cultures and to create a sense of understanding and trust. Main idea number 11. Ricci was a masterful painter, and his skill was invaluable in his mission to China. He was able to create accurate portraits of the Chinese people, which helped him to gain their trust. He was also able to use his painting skills to create maps of the Chinese provinces, which were used to spread knowledge of the country and its people. Ricci's paintings were so accurate that they were used by the Chinese court to create a new system of taxation. Ricci's paintings were also used to create a new system of weights and measures, which helped to standardize the Chinese economy. Ricci's paintings were also used to create a new system of currency, which helped to stabilize the Chinese economy. Ricci's paintings were also used to create a new system of education, which helped to spread knowledge and understanding of the Chinese culture. Ricci's paintings were also used to create a new system of government, which helped to create a more unified China. Ricci's paintings were also used to create a new system of religion, which helped to spread the teachings of Christianity throughout China. Ricci's paintings were also used to create a new system of art, which helped to spread the beauty of Chinese culture throughout the world. Ricci's paintings were also used to create a new system of literature, which helped to spread the stories and ideas of Chinese culture throughout the world. Ricci's paintings were also used to create a new system of philosophy, which helped to spread the wisdom of Chinese culture throughout the world. Main idea number 12. Ricci was a master negotiator and diplomat. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to gain the trust of the Chinese court. He was able to negotiate with the Chinese court on behalf of the Jesuits, and was able to gain concessions from the court that allowed the Jesuits to spread their message of Christianity. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to gain access to the Chinese court and to gain the trust of the Chinese people. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to explain the teachings of Christianity to the Chinese court and to the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to gain access to the Chinese court and to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Ricci was able to use his diplomatic skills to gain the trust of the Chinese court and to gain access to the Chinese court. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to explain the teachings of Christianity to the Chinese court and to the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to gain access to the Chinese court and to gain the trust of the Chinese people. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to explain the teachings of Christianity to the Chinese court and to the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to gain access to the Chinese court and to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Ricci was able to use his diplomatic skills to gain the trust of the Chinese court and to gain access to the Chinese court. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to explain the teachings of Christianity to the Chinese court and to the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to gain access to the Chinese court and to gain the trust of the Chinese people. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to explain the teachings of Christianity to the Chinese court and to the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to gain access to the Chinese court and to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to gain access to the Chinese court and to gain the trust of the Chinese people. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to explain the teachings of Christianity to the Chinese court and to the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to gain access to the Chinese court and to gain the trust of the Chinese people. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to explain the teachings of Christianity to the Chinese court and to the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to gain access to the Chinese court and to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Main idea number 13. Ricci was a masterful teacher, and he used his teaching skills to great effect in China. He was able to explain Western culture and Christianity to the Chinese people in a way that was understandable and accessible. He was able to gain their trust and respect, and he was able to bridge the cultural divide between East and West. Ricci was also able to use his teaching skills to help the Chinese people understand the importance of science and mathematics, and he was able to help them develop a better understanding of the world around them. Ricci's teaching skills were so effective that he was able to gain the trust of the Chinese emperor, and he was even given the title of Teacher of the Empire. Ricci's teaching skills were so effective that he was able to help the Chinese people understand the importance of education and the value of knowledge. Ricci was also able to use his teaching skills to help the Chinese people understand the importance of religious tolerance and the need for mutual respect between different cultures. He was able to explain the differences between Christianity and other religions in a way that was understandable and respectful. Ricci was also able to use his teaching skills to help the Chinese people understand the importance of morality and the need for ethical behavior. Ricci's teaching skills were so effective that he was able to help the Chinese people understand the importance of justice and the need for fairness in society. Ricci's teaching skills were so effective that he was able to help the Chinese people understand the importance of education and the value of knowledge. He was able to explain the importance of learning and the need for intellectual curiosity. Ricci was also able to use his teaching skills to help the Chinese people understand the importance of science and the need for scientific progress. Ricci's teaching skills were so effective that he was able to help the Chinese people understand the importance of technology and the need for technological advancement. Main idea number 14. Ricci was a masterful debater, and he used his skills to great effect in his interactions with Chinese scholars. He was able to engage in debates on topics such as religion and philosophy, and his arguments were so convincing that he was able to gain the trust of the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his debating skills to bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans. He was able to explain the differences between the two cultures in a way that was both respectful and understandable to the Chinese people. Ricci's debating skills were so impressive that he was even invited to debate with the emperor himself. Ricci's debating skills were not only impressive, but also incredibly useful. He was able to use his debating skills to explain the differences between the two cultures in a way that was both respectful and understandable to the Chinese people. He was also able to use his debating skills to bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans. Ricci's debating skills were so impressive that he was even invited to debate with the emperor himself. Ricci's debating skills were invaluable in his mission to spread Christianity in China. He was able to use his debating skills to explain the differences between the two cultures in a way that was both respectful and understandable to the Chinese people. He was also able to use his debating skills to bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans. Ricci's debating skills were so impressive that he was even invited to debate with the emperor himself. Ricci's debating skills were a major factor in his success in China. He was able to use his debating skills to explain the differences between the two cultures in a way that was both respectful and understandable to the Chinese people. He was also able to use his debating skills to bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans. Ricci's debating skills were so impressive that he was even invited to debate with the emperor himself. Main idea number 15. Ricci was a highly skilled writer, able to write in both Chinese and Latin. He used his writing to gain the trust of the Chinese people, and to explain the teachings of Christianity to them. He wrote books on mathematics, astronomy, and geography, as well as works of Christian apologetic. He also wrote a number of works in Chinese, including a book on the history of the Christian faith, and a book on the principles of Confucianism. Ricci's writing was so influential that it was even used by the Chinese court to help them understand the teachings of Christianity. Ricci's writing was also used to help bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans. He wrote a number of works in Chinese that explained the customs and beliefs of the Europeans to the Chinese. He also wrote a book on the principles of Confucianism, which helped the Chinese to understand the teachings of Christianity. Ricci's writing was so influential that it was even used by the Chinese court to help them understand the teachings of Christianity. Ricci's writing was also used to help bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans. He wrote a number of works in Chinese that explained the customs and beliefs of the Europeans to the Chinese. He also wrote a book on the principles of Confucianism, which helped the Chinese to understand the teachings of Christianity. Ricci's writing was so influential that it was even used by the Chinese court to help them understand the teachings of Christianity. Ricci's writing was also used to help bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans. He wrote a number of works in Chinese that explained the customs and beliefs of the Europeans to the Chinese. He also wrote a book on the principles of Confucianism, which helped the Chinese to understand the teachings of Christianity. Ricci's writing was so influential that it was even used by the Chinese court to help them understand the teachings of Christianity. Ricci's writing was also used to help bridge the cultural divide between the Chinese and the Europeans. He wrote a number of works in Chinese that explained the customs and beliefs of the Europeans to the Chinese. He also wrote a book on the principles of Confucianism, which helped the Chinese to understand the teachings of Christianity. Ricci's writing was so influential that it was even used by the Chinese court to help them understand the teachings of Christianity. Main idea number 16. Ricci was a master diplomat, and his skills were put to the test when he arrived in China. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to gain the trust of the Chinese court. He was able to negotiate with the Chinese court on behalf of the Jesuits, and he was able to convince them to allow the Jesuits to stay in China and to spread their message. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to build relationships with the Chinese people, and he was able to gain their respect and admiration. Ricci was able to use his diplomatic skills to bridge the gap between the Chinese and the Jesuits, and he was able to create a lasting relationship between the two groups. Ricci's diplomatic skills were essential in helping the Jesuits to gain a foothold in China. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to gain the trust of the Chinese court, and he was able to negotiate with them on behalf of the Jesuits. He was also able to use his diplomatic skills to build relationships with the Chinese people, and he was able to gain their respect and admiration. Ricci's diplomatic skills were essential in helping the Jesuits to gain a foothold in China, and his legacy lives on today. Main idea number 17. Ricci was a highly accomplished scholar, and his knowledge of mathematics, astronomy, geography, and philosophy was impressive. He was able to use his scholarly skills to gain the trust of the Chinese people, and he was able to communicate with them in their own language. He wrote books on a variety of topics, including mathematics, astronomy, geography, and philosophy, and he was able to explain complex concepts in a way that was understandable to the Chinese people. He was also able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture to bridge the gap between the two cultures, and he was able to gain the respect of the Chinese people. Ricci was a skilled diplomat, and he was able to use his knowledge and skills to help the Chinese people understand the Western world. He was able to use his knowledge of the Chinese language and culture to help the Chinese people understand the Western world, and he was able to use his diplomatic skills to help the two cultures come to an understanding. Ricci was a skilled scholar and diplomat, and his knowledge and skills were invaluable in helping the Chinese people understand the Western world. Main idea number 18. Ricci was a skilled missionary who was able to spread Christianity to the Chinese people. He was able to use his knowledge of the Chinese language and culture to gain the trust of the Chinese people. He was also able to use his diplomatic skills to negotiate with the Chinese officials and gain permission to preach Christianity in the country. Ricci was also able to use his knowledge of mathematics and astronomy to demonstrate the superiority of Western science and technology to the Chinese people. He was able to use his knowledge of the Chinese classics to explain the teachings of Christianity in a way that was understandable to the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his knowledge of Confucianism to show how Christianity was compatible with Chinese culture. Through his efforts, Ricci was able to make Christianity more accessible to the Chinese people and help to spread the religion throughout the country. Ricci was also able to use his missionary skills to build relationships with the Chinese people. He was able to use his knowledge of the Chinese language and culture to engage in conversations with the Chinese people and gain their trust. He was also able to use his diplomatic skills to negotiate with the Chinese officials and gain permission to preach Christianity in the country. Ricci was also able to use his knowledge of mathematics and astronomy to demonstrate the superiority of Western science and technology to the Chinese people. Through his efforts, Ricci was able to make Christianity more accessible to the Chinese people and help to spread the religion throughout the country. Main idea number 19. Ricci was a master negotiator, and he used his skills to great effect in his dealings with the Chinese court. He was able to gain the trust of the Chinese people by presenting himself as a humble and respectful guest, and by demonstrating his knowledge of Chinese culture and customs. He was also able to use his knowledge of mathematics and astronomy to impress the court, and to demonstrate the superiority of European science. Ricci was able to negotiate with the Chinese court on behalf of the Jesuits, and he was able to secure the right to preach Christianity in China. He was also able to gain permission for the Jesuits to build churches and schools, and to establish a mission in Beijing. Ricci's success in negotiating with the Chinese court was due in part to his ability to understand and respect Chinese culture. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese customs and traditions to gain the trust of the Chinese people, and to demonstrate the superiority of European science. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to negotiate with the Chinese court on behalf of the Jesuits, and to secure the right to preach Christianity in China. His success in negotiating with the Chinese court was a major factor in the success of the Jesuit mission in China. Main idea number 20. Ricci was a masterful leader, and his skill in leading the Jesuits in their mission to spread Christianity in China was remarkable. He was able to use his diplomatic and organizational abilities to gain the trust of the Chinese people, and to build relationships with the Chinese elite. He was also able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to communicate effectively with the Chinese people, and to explain the Christian faith in a way that was understandable and acceptable to them. Ricci was able to use his leadership skills to create a bridge between the two cultures, and to help the Jesuits to make a lasting impact on the Chinese people. Ricci was also able to use his leadership skills to help the Jesuits to gain access to the Chinese court. He was able to use his knowledge of Chinese culture and language to gain the trust of the Chinese emperor, and to gain access to the court. Ricci was also able to use his diplomatic skills to negotiate with the Chinese court, and to gain permission for the Jesuits to preach and teach Christianity in China. Ricci's leadership skills were instrumental in helping the Jesuits to make a lasting impact on the Chinese people. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.